What should we sing at the start? Hello, it's Malcolm here, and thanks for joining me for the Sunday sample number 39 for Corporate Worship Matters. And today we're talking about what should we sing at the start of a church service. Now, last week we looked at the place for spontaneity and how to plan for spontaneity as a worship leader, and I'd like your comments on that. But today we're talking about the beginning of church services. What should we sing? What kinds of songs? What should the focus of them be? That opening set of songs, whether you sing one song and welcome everybody and then sing some more, or whether you sing three or four or more songs at the beginning, what should be their focus? I was very taken with this quote by my friend Dave Eastman from his paper Building Worship Flow, which he wrote in 2014. Let me quote it for you, and let's see what you think about this. He says this: when people come together on a Sunday morning, they have been beaten up by the world. As much as we might encourage them to come spiritually prepared, they are not necessarily in a spiritual state when they arrive. It is primarily the job of the worship team to take these people by the hand and walk them into the presence of God. I love that quote. Thanks, Dave, on lots of levels. But that's our job. If you're a worship leader and you're part of a worship team, your job is to take the people who've been beaten up by the world all week and lead them into the presence of God. And thus, I would suggest that we need to think carefully about those first few songs and what the message of them is. And I would say this as in summary, if you like, that the first few songs really should be about God, about who He is. What's the point of putting a response song of how we're going to respond to God before remembering to whom we are responding or why? Or what's the point of putting request type songs at the beginning before remembering to whom we are making those requests? If we don't have a clear and compelling picture of God and who He is, then what kind of response can we give, and what kind of requests can we make that have any meaning? Instead, I have four practicals that may help us with this. Firstly, make those songs God-focused. In other words, not about our response to Him, but who He is and what He has done. What kind of songs am I talking about? Well, for example, I love the hymn, Rise Up, O Men of God, great hymn, but that's not one for the beginning of a church service. That's about what we are going to do, or let us do, or encouraging each other to do. But if we're not doing it for God because we've forgotten who He is, it's too early in the service. Instead, a song perhaps more like How Great Thou Art would be a good song at the beginning. Well, you know your songs that your congregation know and love. How about thinking about the ones that would go best at the beginning and make sure they're God-focused? Secondly, a flow helps. One characteristic of God flowing into another characteristic of God as different songs focus on these different parts of God's character and heart. And when the gaps between the songs are minimized, there's less opportunity for the world to creep back in. And this is one of those things that I think is so helpful: when a song flows into another, the music flows in, there's a modulation, but the music continues. As we sung one song about God, let's not let the world intrude. Let's sing another song about God and make sure we're connecting with Him. Of course, big deal for this is that the worship leaders are connected to God before they try and connect other people with God. And that leads to my fourth suggestion and thought on this, which is that we need those pre-service devotional times. Even if it's brief, even if it can't be long, those pre-devotionals mustn't be just about the organization of the service, but a reminder of why we are doing what we're doing, and a reminder of whom we are praising and whom we are leading the congregation into the presence of. We're bringing them into the presence of God, leading them by the hand. So the songs, if they're God-focused, makes a big difference. If we can plan the flow to flow well so there are no gaps, if we make sure ourselves we have good quiet times before we come to church and connect with God, and then have those pre-service devotionals helping us as a team to be in the right state of heart and mind, that into which we hope to lead the congregation, that makes such a big difference. The key principle here is that if we get God at the start, if the congregation gets God at the beginning, if they get God at the start, then they'll have an open heart to what His purpose may be with them on this particular day, in this particular gathering. So let me know what you think about this. How important is this opening set? And what do you think about my suggestion that we make sure that the songs are primarily, at least, about God and not about us, our response, or our requests? I'd love to know what you think. So please leave a comment wherever you hear this recording. Leave it publicly so that we can learn from each other, because we learn best when we learn in community. Please pass the link to this recording on to one other person who might benefit. Like it, subscribe to these podcasts, leave us a review if you don't mind, because that will increase the visibility and accessibility of the recordings. And I do hope the next time you gather with your worship team, with your congregation, whoever it may be, when you gather to worship our great God, that you may do it in the spirit of Psalm 100, verse 2. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs. Take care and God bless.